Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love. Thank you for what you have done for us. Thank you, Father God, that we understand that all this has been done for us, Lord, because we are your idea. We are your idea to be your children in your image and likeness with a purpose and a destiny. So thank you, Father God, for moving heaven to earth for us by sending Jesus and now bringing us back into the kingdom, back into spirituality, because that is who we really are. Thank you, Father God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that you've done it, and you've done it because you made us to be your children. You made us to be your people. You made us to be spiritual beings, kingdom-minded, in fellowship and a part of the plan of God on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 8, verse 3 to 5. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For what the law could not do, that is, overcome sin and remove its penalty, its power, being weakened by the flesh, man's nature without the Holy Spirit, God did. He sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful man as an offering for sin, and he condemned sin in the flesh, subdued it and overcame it in the person of his own Son, so that the righteous and just requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not live our lives in the ways of the flesh, guided by worldliness and our sinful nature, but live our lives in the ways of the Spirit, guided by His power. For those who are living according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, which gratify the body, but those who are living according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit, His will and purpose.
Hallelujah. It's beautiful. Yes, you're saying it. You know, we couldn't and we can't come right or make a plan to be right with God and please God. It's about God's faith. It's about the faith of the Godhead, and they moved on behalf of us. And so it's of God are we in Christ Jesus. Why? Because we were predestined to be holy and blameless in Christ Jesus. That's Ephesians 1 verse 4. So they've moved, they've done everything, and now it's so important to be given over to our heavenly family and to their purpose and to their will is to be born again. Jesus says, unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom and you cannot see the kingdom. And so, yeah, so that's vital. We get born again. And then being born again, many people think born again is just, I just accept Jesus or I believe in Jesus. We see when we look at the example of the book of Acts, and we see there the beginning of the church. How did the church begin? With the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And that's where the disciples received strength. That's where they received the thoughts of God. Who knows the thoughts of God but the Spirit of God? And that's where also Jesus said, lo, I'll be with you till the end of the age. So that the Holy Spirit makes the Father and Son real to us. The Holy Spirit brings about there's a scripture that says the Holy Spirit is a guarantee of our inheritance. So the Holy Spirit is there to make heaven real and bring about the wonderful plan and purpose in God's life for us. And then the Bible says as well, as we are fellowshipping with our mighty Lord, Savior, Father, it says, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead quickens our mortal body. And then it also says, when we're beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, we are changed from one degree of glory to the next. So the glory is the splendor of God. And the splendor of God comes from the opinion of God. So the Holy Spirit gives us revelation for us to wake up to the wonderful love that is available in the Godhead. And then leads us as sons of God. Creation is waiting for the sons of God. And the sons of God or the children of God that are led by the Spirit. So, guys, everything has been done. We are blessed superabundantly. I love the wonderful idea. I saw it earlier in my walk of this perfect new covenant that has come. He says, I will take out your heart and I will give you a new heart and I will put a new spirit within you. And then he goes on to say, so he will do his part as he always has wanted to be a father, wanted to be the lover of our soul, the author and the perfecter of our faith. And then he goes on to say, and you'll also do our part. So what's our part? You'll work in us to will and to do. You'll write the laws on our hearts and our minds. So the wonderful thing, it's the whole thing about being a new creation, being spiritual, being in the kingdom is God's idea. And then they are there to make it real for us. So we just stay in tune. Well, how do we stay in tune? By faith, getting their faith on a daily basis. And that's the way we stay in tune. So praise God for a wonderful, beautiful covenant. Your will, your love, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.